From the Mid-Hudson Valley Broadcast Studio at IBM Poughkeepsie, this is Behind the Bots, the podcast that brings you the stories of the builders behind BattleBots. I'm Chris.
I'm Luke.
And I'm Lindsay.
And on the show today, we're continuing our guide to the rookie teams entering the BattleBox for the first time this season. We're featuring eight teams today: Kingpin, Mad Catter, Mammoth, Marvin, Nelly the Elliebot, Quantum, Ragnarok, and Railgun Max.
Later, we'll wrap up our show with this week's Combat Robotics event calendar. Remember, you can always follow us on Facebook at Behind the Bots to get articles, information, and fun stuff about all of your favorite teams. You can rate and review us on iTunes if you like what you hear, and we hope that you do. You can always tell a friend about our show, help us grow our audience base. And again, we just really appreciate your support, so thank you so much.
Before we start, I want to read a correction from our show last week, where I insisted incorrectly that Battlesaw and Kronos were the first ring spinners on the show. Battlesaw sent us a correction, pointing out that Hal Rucker competed in 2016 with the Ringmaster, which was, in fact, a ring spinner.
So thank you, Battlesaw, for pointing out that Luke, our resident mastermind, had made it a huge mistake glossing over the genius of Hal. And let's roll right into our rookie teams.
Sounds good.
So our first team that we're talking about today is our bowling-themed bot, Kingpin. Luke, tell us a little bit about Kingpin.
I love Kingpin. I love the look of Kingpin. As you said, it's a bowling-themed bot. So this is a horizontal bar spinner made by a father-son team based in Sacramento, California, Kevin and Steve Jeldon.
Kevin and Steve look like a Tenacious D cover band, by the way. They are fantastic. I wish they were my best friends.
Sacramento, California is based in the Central Valley, right? A couple hours east of San Francisco. And this region is famous for Placerville, which is home of Tombstone and Ray Billings.
Oh,
famous.
Wow.
Famous.
All the billboards.
It's the most famous thing to come out of Placerville. Trust me.
I believe it.
And so similar to Tombstone, Team Burnt Popcorn is making a horizontal bar spinner. So imagine that huge horizontal bar. But instead of sharp corners, it looks like two back-to-back bowling pins. So this thing looks like it spins up really fast.
It looks like it has a little bit more reach than like Tombstone's bar spinner.
Yeah.
They're pretty wide. They're out there.
It's a classic design. These horizontal bar spinners traditionally do pretty well. I think the one question that I have, and I don't know enough about robotics to answer this, is whether the rounded corners on the tops of the bowling pin are going to do well in combat.
It really depends on how they strike.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I'm going to go on strike.
I will say, yeah, that was my initial question looking at this design. It obviously looks really cool. There's a great theme. But without the razor edge of the classic horizontal spinner, like I am curious to see how this does in a practical sense.
Now, the test box footage for this bot makes the spinner look really, really cool because, you know, when it spins at that speed and it's got this cool look, you know, you can really see that it's a bowling themed bot. So I think it's going to look great on TV.
Well, we won't spare ourselves any more details. But
we're so sorry.
We need to jump into Mad Catter.
Mad Catter, yeah. This is a great team. So this is a Southern California college team. It's captained by Martin Mason, who works as a physics and engineering professor at Mount San Antonio College. So Martin competed in BattleBots 2016 with a bot called Bad Kitty. He was on that team. He wasn't the captain. And in the offseason, so in the years since, they picked up Emmanuel Carrillo, who competed last season with Warhawk. So the team has competed elsewhere outside of BattleBots. So they competed on King of Bots with Cat King, which is a modular bot with options for a horizontal spinner and a lifter. Mad Catter is a hammer bot with these two little lifting arms right on the front. So these are all cat-themed bots, as you can gather. This one looks like a Cheshire Cat on the front, which is pretty cool.
Right.
Now, the hammer looks really cool. We haven't necessarily – we haven't seen video of this bot in action. But one of the team's members said on Instagram that the hammer weighs 25 pounds and it can strike an object in a quarter of a second. So it's pretty fast. Yeah, and just kind of like the last note, we know based on some social media photos that they face Battlesaw in at least one match. But the interesting thing is that there's fire inside of this photo. So either Battlesaw has fire that we don't know about, Mad Catter has fire that we don't know about, or maybe there's some mystery third bot that has fire that we can't see, right?
Maybe there's the new blowtorch hazard
that
they haven't revealed to us yet.
Oh, mysterious. Either that or just one of the bots caught on fire, which I think would be hilarious, right?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, batteries do have a tendency to explode.
Yeah. So this is it's a bot with a really impressive pedigree, you know, in terms of the team. They've built some successful bots in the past, obviously made of smart smart team members.
Yeah. Love seeing college engineering teams building bots. It should be very cool to watch.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's move into the great big huger than huge mammoth.
Huger than huge.
I'm so hyped for Mammoth. I can't even tell you. Mammoth is like the top two or three teams that I want to go and see in person. I want to see this thing. Now, if you'll recall, Chris, we went to Motorama.
Yep.
And an earlier version of Mammoth was parked there.
Which I thought was a broken down piece of farm equipment that they couldn't move out of the arena in time.
Because it's too big, right?
Yeah, because it's, you know, about the size of the vehicle that I drive to work every day.
I was confused and intrigued by by this big bot that we saw at Motorama, right? And the design itself is totally unlike
Mammoth. It's Mammoth.
It's totally unlike any other robot that we've, I think, ever seen on the show.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even Huge has some conventional elements. Like, it's got this, you know, huge wheels. It's got this big bar. Mammoth is just like, it's different, right?
Yeah, it's like murderous painter's scaffolding. Like, I can't really describe it. It's just, it's like the guts of like a skyscraper, and it's got this enormous elongated trunk mechanism that can apply leverage and flip even, you know, really dense, small, heavy bots.
It almost looks like an angry trebuchet.
Yes.
That's a good description.
Yeah.
I wonder if it can launch a 35-kilogram object over 300 yards, though.
Mm.
That's good. this thing kind of defies descriptions, but I'm going to try. So, like, it kind of looks like a cage, I guess.
Yes.
It's like it's
looks
not
like
solid.
Other BattleBots should be fighting inside of Mammoth.
Right.
They should be doing like the little 3-pounders in there.
Right. It's 6.5 feet tall, and it's got this big rectangle-shaped spinning bar that's really designed for flipping.
So, when I first saw it, I thought that they were actually going to be using it as a spinner.
Right.
And that the bar itself was the weapon, but it turns out after seeing some of the test footage that they had, it's actually a large lever mechanism.
Yeah. Now, this rectangle, this big rectangular object, it weighs 45 pounds. It spins up to 30 miles an hour, and it shoots fire.
Like the mammoths of old.
You know.
That's why the cavemen had to get rid of them all.
The woolly mammoths with their fire, yes.
This is also a history podcast, so buckle in.
So they took this design to Maker Faire, and it did really, really well. Just because other bots are designed to fight bots like them. Small, compact. You know, all of the internal controls are very low to the ground, right? Mammoth, all of its internal controls are mounted up really high, like kind of in the middle of the bot. And so interestingly, the only bot that really could figure out how to defeat Mammoth was another rookie team from this BattleBot season.
All right, a hammer bot, right?
Yeah, from Bots FC. Mm-hmm. So they're competing this year with Shatter, but they were able to essentially hammer away at these controls and defeat Mammoth that way. But yeah, really big hits. I expect to see bots just being flung into the walls,
right?
Which is just going to make for great TV.
Totally.
With the fire,
yeah.
I am so stoked to see this thing.
Mammoth does look like it has two small vulnerabilities, though.
Oh?
Yeah. I mean, my office chair looks like it has wheels that are probably a little bit more protected than Mammoth's. I guess it's really going to be on Mammoth to see how quickly he could square up against opponents. And, you know, the more maneuverable bots, they're going to have to be very careful, especially against those horizontal spinners, to not lose some of those tires, or else that Mammoth is going to go extinct.
I just want to make one note. So the interesting thing about Orlando Maker Faire is that the box that they fought in was much smaller than the battle box.
Right.
So the battle box is something like 48 by 48.
Right.
So when you saw them kind of struggling to turn the bot, it's because Orlando Maker Faire, just the box is so much smaller.
Right.
We don't know how maneuverable this is. This could be a super fast bot. This could be a really tough bot. It could turn on a dime. We don't know.
Yeah, the size of the new arena could be an advantage. It could be a disadvantage. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, I'm interested in how it turns corners. I mean, it looks like I don't know how, if it's top heavy or if it's bottom heavy. Like, how is it going to go at fast speeds if another bot is like really agile? So I'm just interested overall.
Yeah. Yeah. Just kind of like a quick note about the team itself. Mammoth is captained by Ricky Willems. So he works as an engineer at Stanley Black & Decker mm-hmm. in Maryland. Mm-hmm. So he's a pretty interesting guy. So he graduated from RPI, which is up near us. And there in college, he was heavily involved with designing, building, and driving hybrid race cars. So if you imagine kind of building like a Toyota Prius from the ground up, racing it, that is what he was doing in college when most of us were probably binge drinking.
Oh, speak for yourself.
That is interesting, though, because obviously if he's been building, you know, fast cars, then that's obviously something he's given serious thought to in terms of, like, the maneuverability of the bot.
Yeah.
So prove me wrong, Mammoth. I want to see.
Okay, let's jump over to Marvin.
Marvin.
Marvin. Yeah.
Super cool team based out of California, run by a teenager named Hannah Rucker. So if you recognize that last name, Hannah is the daughter of Hal Rucker, who made Duck last season and the Ringmaster in earlier seasons of BattleBots. Now, the Rucker family, they are famous for their bot design. Each one of these bots, the Ruckers design, is beautiful inside and out, really tough inside and out. And Marvin is no exception. Marvin has this unibody design, which is just tough. Like, it can take a lot of punishment inside of the battle box. Interestingly, too, the main weapon, which is this circular disc horizontal
spinner. Yeah, it's two extensions on like a disc, a rotating disc.
Yeah. It does not have a conventional weapon motor. So conventionally, you know, you spin up your motor and that runs this chain that is connected to your weapon. And the great thing about that is it's a lot of direct power. It spins up very quickly.
Right.
But, you know, if that chain snaps, if there's a problem with your chain, your weapon is out of commission.
Right. Which would have to happen internally. It's not very – it's not accessible the way that, like, Tombstone's driving belt you can actually kind of see from the side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Marvin instead, Marvin's weapons run on rollers. Mm-hmm. So there's all of these little – independent rollers inside of the bot, and that spins the top main weapon. So you could knock out a roller and that weapon still goes. You can knock out two or three rollers and still going. That this design is designed to go all 3 minutes in the battle box and really outlast its opponents. The team itself is interesting. It's the only all-female team this season.
Right. Yep.
captained by a teenager, which we're seeing more of. The team is made up of Hannah, her mom, Kathy, and Julia Chernoshevic, who competed in 2016 with her bot, Bucktooth Burl.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Love to see a team that's made up entirely of women engineers. We need more of it. Get out there, ladies. Build yourself a killer robot.
Yeah, another thing I will mention about this bot that I particularly love, the name Marvin, I imagine, comes from the paranoid android from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The clues I get to prove that is that their team photo, they're all wearing a shirt that says 42 on it. And in their interesting facts, they say to always bring a towel. So clearly we've got some Douglas Adam fans, which I am too, so that's very exciting to see.
I don't know what any of that means.
Oh, my goodness.
They vacation. I'm joking.
You never know with you.
You bring a towel because they vacation clearly at the Jersey Shore, right? And, well, you know, 42 is the meaning of, well, oh, yeah, I can't say it.
Spoilers. That's,
spoiler alert to something decades old.
Spoiler alert to life, the meaning of life, 42. So, I don't know. I'm going to be a fangirl for Marvin because they kind of check off all those boxes for me. So, go Team Marvin.
Yeah, it looks like a great bot. Really solid build. Okay. With that, we are going to move into, and I'm super excited to talk about this bot, Nelly the Ellie Bot.
Nelly the Ellie Bot. Now, is this, I just want to ask, is this the cutest bot this season?
Yeah, it might be one of the cutest bots ever in the history of robot fighting.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, imagine, like an elephant, right? They painted this big elephant face on the front of their bot.
Mm-hmm.
Their bot is purple. It's colorful, right? And where that trunk would be, like where the elephant trunk would be, is this big spiked hammer.
It's trunk.
It's trunk, yeah.
Multiple trunked bots this year.
Yes, yeah. So this team is captained by Sarah Malian, who's a British bot builder, and she's a really influential voice in combat robotics, especially online. So she co-produces BuggleBots, which is this live-streamed combat robotics, very large combat robotics event in the UK. And she's one of the people who started Robot Wars Shunt Posting, which is this big meme community around combat robotics online. So, this is a cute-looking, elephant-themed hammer bot, and it's designed to make this huge bonk, you know, when it hits the ground. What is there to not love about this bot?
Right. It looks like it's got a super heavy chain that's driving that hammer. It's kind of surrounds itself with like a little bit of a steep wedge. Doesn't really lend itself to any sharp corners for, you know, horizontal spinners to catch.
Right.
Looks like they paid a little attention to defense, you know, as much as they did offense. I'm looking forward to seeing them go up against different bot styles and kind of see what that hammer can do.
Yeah, rarely, I would say, do you get defense, offense, and really unique design in terms of the visual aspect of it. So I'm really excited to see what it can do.
I think I would say, like, the thing I really like about this show is that, there's lots of adults who are into it, like people like us. But we can forget that kids really, really love this show a lot.
Right.
And when they see something like Nelly the Ellie Bot, which
is a murderous elephant bot.
Super cute, murderous elephant bot coming out.
Super cute, murderous elephant bot.
They get so excited about that. You know, I could see kids really wanting Nelly the Ellie Bot toys, Nelly the Ellie Bot, you know, stickers, like really kind of the whole thing around the team.
You were telling me how much you wanted a Nelly the Ellie Bot sticker.
I mean, they're so cute.
There's no shame in that.
They're so cute, right? Like, they're the best. So, I'm excited to see this. If I had to make a prediction, I would say, like, it's not quite as serious, like, not quite as killer as the other bots.
Maybe that's just what they're trying to lull you into with the paint job.
I mean, Sarah knows how to build great bots.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's not – it's no slouch, but
– And her loyal minions of pirates that look like compose the rest of her team.
She also knows what makes great TV and what makes for an exciting fight. And so I think that whether or not, you know, Nelly the Ellibot takes home the giant nut at the end of this, like, I think it's still going to be a lot of fun to watch. And who knows? Maybe it'll go all the way.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Enough with Nelly. The Ellie.
Bot.
We're going to jump now over to Quantum. Tell us about Quantum.
Yeah, I'm going to argue that Quantum is the coolest looking bot this year, like the most beautiful bot this year. I think you could take the main weapon off of Quantum and just like mount it on a wall in an art museum. Like, it is absolutely hands down gorgeous, right? Quantum is made by another British team with an equally long combat robotics resume. So it's a family team made up of brothers James Cooper and Grant Cooper. And the bot, like the main weapon, is this super cool, like chromed out saber-tooth tiger jaw.
Right.
So it's mounted on this four-wheeled bot platform. It's got this big wedge in the front that just feeds bots kind of like up and into its mouth. And the jaws have 35,000 pounds of crushing power.
So it's like Jaws of Life.
Wow.
Yeah. Similar to Petunia. Or when I see Quantum, it looks like a Kraken from the future, if you're familiar with the Kraken bot, which is the other big one with two big fangs in the front.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bear with me for one moment, but if anyone remembers the show The Secret World of Alex Mack,
okay,
where it was on Nickelodeon way back in the 90s, but Alex Mack could transform into like this silver puddle and like go different
like
places.
T-1000.
Yeah. Well, this bot looks like it is mid-transforming into its silver puddle.
Yeah.
It looks like it's mid-transforming into Alex Mack from Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Did she ever become a saber-toothed tiger?
You know, that's probably in the movie version that...
There was a movie?
No, I don't know. But there could be. It's not too late. Larissa Olenek.
I won't lie.
Had the deep cuts on this
show. She was my very first crush.
Whoa.
And it might have been from that show because, well, any girl that could turn into a puddle of, like, I'd imagine deadly mercury. I'm not sure. But...
Well, we've come full circle.
Yeah.
Who knew we'd be here today?
The Cooper brothers, they've been building bots for years. They're really famous for building and driving the house bots on Robot Wars.
Right.
But this bot is absolutely designed to win, and it looks just hands down gorgeous.
They're coming out swinging.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really plan on making it to the final ticket.
Yeah, and they want you to know it. They are not being shy about the capacity of their robot. On the website, under Interesting Facts, they say that Quantum has a more powerful bite than any creature that has ever existed. So they are not shy to let you know just how strong they are. They want to inspire fear in you going into that battle box.
Terror.
It's fun to watch.
I'd be afraid.
Okay, and let's talk about Ragnarok. Luke, tell us a little bit about Ragnarok.
So kind of following the theme, this is another British team. And Ragnarok, as you can probably guess, it's Viking themed.
Right.
It's got this really cool golden armor, and it's a hammer bot with this short, lightweight axe that looks like it's pretty fast. So, you know, typically when you see hammer bots like Chomp, Blacksmith, Shatter, even Nelly the Ellibot, the hammer is like really long, and it's designed to kind of reach out in front of the robot. Ragnarok has a short hammer that's designed to kind of get bots up on this wedge and then kind of hammer away while they're stuck. So it's an interesting design. We're not going to see like another hammer bot kind of like it this season. This kind of shorter design. Mm-hmm. So. Interesting to see how they do.
Yeah, pretty interesting. Visually and conceptually, it's very similar to Nelly. I think that Nelly has, taken more armor into consideration around its entire wheelbase.
Mm-hmm.
Ragnarok has a couple of big honking exposed tires in the back. Whether that was like a weight thing that they were trying to, deal with, I don't know. But, I mean, it definitely looks like it could be a powerful driver. If it's maneuverable and they could manage to continually square up with their opponent, it could be a very dangerous bot. They're going to certainly have their challenges with other bot styles, though.
Yeah. The team is captained by a builder named Tim Rackley, who goes by Rackers. He's competed on 2 seasons of Robot Wars now with Concussion, which is right. A drum spinner, so kind of Minotaur-esque. And he competed last season on BattleBots with Monsoon, mm-hmm. So he's coming back this season with his own team.
Yeah, he's a familiar face. You won't forget him. Okay, let's talk about Railgun Max.
Ooh, Railgun Max. Yeah.
I love their name. I don't really know why. I just love their name.
Like a railgun, like that's like those super high speed kind of like
Metal Gear Solid, yeah,
like crazy guns, right?
Like magnetized, like
yeah,
can fire, you know.
Well, this is like the maximum of that.
Yeah, this one's to the max.
Or just it's a railgun that is named Max.
Aww.
Aww.
Cute.
All right.
So Railgun Max. It's made by this really highly kind of anticipated team from China. So they are an egg beater drum spinner, and they have 2 little wedgelets and protected wheels. So just like right off the bat, it's this beautifully constructed bot. When you look at it, you can tell that this team really knows how to build combat robots.
Yeah, and just to for the listeners who can't differentiate between an egg beater drum spinner versus a drum spinner.
Yeah, so like the drum spinner, probably like the most classic design is Minotaur. So like imagine you take this heavy drum that's totally solid. So there's all this kinetic energy that's being built up in there when you spin it up.
Right.
And it's designed to just deliver this huge amount of kinetic energy into its opponent. Now, there's some benefits and some drawbacks to that design. It takes a while to spin up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where an egg beater, it's you can see through it. It's kind of like egg beaters that you'd find in the
right.
kitchen.
It's more like a hollow, like flat paddle of a drum. That's when it spins up, it doesn't quite have that same the same mass, so it doesn't build up the same amount of kinetic energy. But you can spin it up faster. You can put more weight into things like armor and have a larger bot.
Right, right. Now, the cool thing about Railgun Max is that they can do this thing called gyro dancing.
What?
Like Minotaur.
This?
Yeah, so like when you spin it up really fast, it can actually go up onto one wheel and just kind of like twirl, which is like amazing. It's like a marvel of engineering, right? So So yeah, like if it finds itself inverted, it can obviously drive inverted. But if it wants to right itself,
yeah.
It can just
spin up
and turn over
wow.
on itself, which is pretty cool.
And he's got a little distraction bot with him too.
Oh yeah, a little wedge.
Yeah, does the wedge have a name?
The Railgun Min. No, I don't know.
Well, maybe it's Railgun and Max. That's what they. Yeah.
That sounds like a sitcom.
Yeah, that's not bad.
the team itself, so it's Team Atom. So like Atom, like, nuclear.
Nuclear.
Yeah.
Nuclear.
Yeah. So it's captained by Elaine Wu, and she runs League LBT Robotics, which is the first professional combat robotics club in China.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, China is just like running headfirst into combat robotics. We see King of Bots. We see this as Fighting Robots. There's also smaller competitions all across China. So
mm-hmm.
I really think that we're going to see a lot more Chinese teams coming in future seasons of BattleBots. So it'll be really interesting to see how Railgun Max does this season.
All right, and that wraps up our second episode of the rookie BattleBots that are entering the BattleBox for the first time this season. We're going to take a short break, and then after we come back, we're going to tune you over to Lindsay, who's going to give you a little bit of update in the bot calendar.
Thank you, listeners, for sticking with us through the break. Before we end the show, I'm going to go over this week's Combat Robotics event calendar. We have some events going on in Texas, Ohio, and Australia, and we even have one online that I'll get to in a little bit. But first, let's talk about the ones that are going on in person. On Saturday, June 1st, the House of Robotic Destruction, or Horde, at ColossalCon in Sandusky, Ohio. ColossalCon is a big anime and gaming convention, and Horde will be fighting robots that are up to 6 pounds each. Tickets are $48, so go to the convention and see some fighting robots and some other fun anime gaming items. And then also on Saturday, the Ipswich Robotics Sports Group is fighting Antweight Robots in Ipswich, Australia, which is just outside Brisbane, so go see it if you are in the area. And then finally, on Sunday, June 2nd, the Robot Rebellion 3.1 at RC Hobbies in Dallas. They're fighting robots, and they're up to 3 pounds each, and there are cash and prizes to the winner. So if you've got a robot that you'd like to enter, you can get some sweet, sweet prizes. But I think the most exciting one of all is the one that is happening online, and that is actually... Dun-dun-dun. The very first episode of BattleBots this season. They are going to broadcast it online, live stream it on Friday, May 31st on the Discovery Go app. So you can actually watch it a week early online, and you can find all the fun stuff that happens, the spoilers, before your friends see it on TV. So get in there, go watch it online, and you can see everything ahead of time.
I know where I'll be.
I'll be online on Friday.
I'll be online on the Discovery Go app.
The Discovery Go app. Download it. Watch the show.
Get with the program. Well, that wraps it up, folks. Thank you so much for listening to Behind the Bots. This was our second of a three-part series in doing a digest of the rookie teams behind this season of BattleBots. Like us on Facebook, share stuff and whatever. We're going to see you again next week with our final installment. Thank you all.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.